This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is another podcast of Walk Worldwide, the international LGBT news and current affairs show. Every week on Australia's first LGBT radio station, Joy 94.9.
Surfing the globe, bringing you news, views, and current affairs for the LGBT community. This is the World Wide Wave.
This is World Wide Wave, Joy's international news and current affairs show, taking you around the globe, one country at a time. Tonight we have Paul.
Hello.
Damien.
Hello.
And myself, Dean.
3 million people, about a quarter of the country's population, have signed a petition for a referendum to ban same-sex marriage. Currently, Romania is, like many other countries in Eastern Europe, does not recognise same-sex marriage or civil unions between LGBT couples. Informing us about the considerable challenges facing the Romanian LGBT community at a local level tonight is Florin Bohoșan from Accept Romania. Here's a taste of what's coming up tonight.
What we are trying to do right now is to attract unusual allies such as religious figures from Romania and from abroad who might be able to dismantle this God versus LGBT rights. This is a mantra used by our opposition.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world, scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities from Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
Last week we spoke about the Anti-Gay Family Love Alliance in Indonesia. Now, the Family Love Alliance is an Islamic group who have submitted a petition to the Constitutional Court to ask for same-sex activity to be criminalised. Unfortunately, last week the situation deteriorated even further for the LGBT community when a spokesperson for President Joko Widodo said protecting LGBT rights was not a priority. I quote, "Rights of citizens like going to school and getting an ID card are protected, but there is no room in Indonesia for the proliferation of the LGBT movement," he said. A wave of angry rhetoric started earlier this year, and Human Rights Watch said that this was the first time senior officials had publicly attacked the gay community. Now, some of the most high-profile figures making anti-gay statements during this recent backlash have been government ministers. The Higher Education Minister called for a ban on LGBT organisations on university campuses. The Defence Minister likened homosexual rights groups to a type of modern warfare. In its recent report, Human Rights Watch have said what began as a public condemnation quickly grew into calls for criminalisation and cures, laying bare the depth and breadth of officials' individual prejudices. But it's not like it was much better before. Indonesia's LGBT citizens have long been targeted by vigilante Islamist groups, and the spike in anti-LGBT vitriol, predominantly during January and February this year, has intensified violence against sexual minorities throughout Indonesia. In February, Indonesia's largest Muslim group, Nahdlatul Atul Ulama, described gay lifestyles as perverted and a desecration of human dignity. And in Aceh, the only Indonesian province that applies Islamic law, the local government urged business owners to refuse to hire gay citizens. Gets even worse. In interviews with activist groups, Human Rights Watch have reported gay rights organisations shut their offices and even hid staff as threats mounted against them. And a peaceful rally in the same central Javan city in support of the LGBT community was shut down. Now, we're going to continue to monitor the situation in Indonesia and bring news of further developments as they come to hand. But let's just hope that they're going to turn the corner in Indonesia at some stage soon and things will get better.
Well, we've got some good news. This is from Central America. The Supreme Court in Belize ruled last Wednesday that a law which criminalises homosexuality is unconstitutional.
Hooray! Yay!
Local LGBT organisations, United Belize Advocacy Movement, or UNIBAM.
What a great name.
UNIBAM brought a challenge to the law way back in 2010. Under the code, gay citizens faced a penalty of up to 10 years imprisonment.
Where have we heard this before? Perhaps it'll come to me later.
Section 53 of the statute. Every person who has carnal intercourse against the order of nature, that's a very familiar phrase, with any person or animal, yet again, familiar phrase, shall be liable for imprisonment for 10 years. However, the Chief Justice of Belize found that Section 53 of the Criminal Code is unconstitutional and must be struck down. He said that sex extended to sexual orientation in the Belize Constitution. 350,000 people live in Belize, which has had an anti-gay law since the British Empire.
Yay! There it is. That's yet where again. We've heard it before.
A penal code strikes again. Belize's lack of legal protection for LGBT citizens was criticised by the US State Department in 2011 in a human rights report. Belize is the third country to decriminalise same-sex intimate relationships this year.
Yay!
But there are still 72 countries that it is still legal.
Boo! Well, that's some progress.
Now, cutting across to Georgia, that's Eurasian Georgia, not American Georgia, the Georgian president has shot down a proposed referendum on a new constitutional amendment banning same-sex marriage.
Well, that sounds good.
It does, doesn't it? But not so fast. A petition calling for the referendum in the country has gathered 200,000 signatures out of a population of 3.75 million. So, yeah, Dean, put away the champagne for now.
Mm-hmm.
In a press conference this week, Georgian President Georgi Margvelashvili rejected the proposal to hold a referendum that would constitutionally define marriage as a union of one man and one woman, but only because the amendment would be unnecessary as the Georgian Civil Code already defines marriage as a voluntary union of a man and woman.
And where did the plans for this referendum come from, Damien?
I'm sort of interested in how do you have an involuntary union? But anyway...
I don't know. They were came from US-based evangelical groups, including the World Congress of Families. So if you're going to start one of these groups, you've got to include love and families in the title, it seems.
It does seem so. Now, in brief, in the UK, a kiss-in has been held at a Sainsbury's supermarket following the ejection of a gay couple from a store for holding hands.
A gay marriage in the USA between an American and a Nigerian has resulted in a backlash from bloggers and other social media in Nigeria.
And a trans man has taken a senior position as the next chairperson for the National Youth Commission in the Philippines, despite Philippines President's recent homophobic remarks.
And that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, Worldwide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
This is Audrey Gochran, the Director of Amnesty International's Africa Program on the Worldwide Wave.
Taking you around the globe, one country at a time. This is your Fun Fast Facts.
Well, tonight we're in Romania, and it's a republic in Southeast Europe which borders the Black Sea, Bulgaria, Ukraine, Hungary, Serbia, and Moldova. It has a population of 22 million, which makes it the seventh most populous country of the European Union. Its capital and largest city is Bucharest, and it's the sixth largest city in the EU. Now, over 80% of the population identify themselves as Eastern Orthodox Christians and are native speakers of Romanian. And 45% of the population live outside urban areas, making it a very rural country with rural ideas, which we're going to cover tonight in some detail.
Homosexuality was only made illegal in 1937. Before that, homosexuality was only illegal if it was done on a unconsensual basis. As in forced.
Oh, like sexual assault or something.
Yes.
Okay.
So the Romanian Penal Code criminalised homosexuality in the country for the first time in 1937.
Now, before 2001, so that penal code was in place there, queer Romanians' public and private life was shaped by an Article 200 of the country's penal code. And it wasn't until the 2000 that there was a turnaround then which got that article got repealed. And they passed a whole bunch of legislation, which did a whole bunch of things, including legislating against discrimination against homosexual people and based on gender identity, and also legislated an age of equal consent.
Now, a lot of this came from the nasty dictator Nicolae Ceausescu, who basically came to power in the late 60s. And he was, that's where a lot of the conservative stuff came from. Now, homosexuality is now legal, but marriage equality is yet to become a reality. And it seems like it's a long way away, which we'll also cover in some detail tonight. The civil code defines marriage as being between a man and a woman. Where have we heard that before? There is no recognition of same-sex couples. However, there is no constitutional ban of same-sex marriage either. Gay people can serve openly in the military. But in 2006, Romania was named by Human Rights Watch as one of five countries in the world that had made exemplary progress in combating rights abuses based on sexual orientation or gender identity. So it's very much a back and forth situation in Romania. There's some good, there's also some bad.
They've had some annual pride parade since 2005 in the capital of Bucharest, although in 2016 they were only attended by 2,500 people.
And the city initially refused to authorise Gay Fest, telling organisers that it could not guarantee participants' safety because soccer games were taking place at the same time, and it took intervention by the federal government for the city to allow it. If you do just an image search for Gay Romania, it's remarkable how many photographs of angry skinheads with Nazi sort of paraphernalia, goose stepping about and doing the Nazi salute, come up. It's extraordinary how many you'll actually see.
Well, that doesn't actually surprise me when you realise that they did a survey in 2012 and 80% of those questioned didn't want a homosexual neighbour. And over
God 50 knows why.
Because we're so good. And over 50% would prefer homosexuality to be outlawed.
Oh, it gets even better. So in a survey conducted in 2013 by Romania's National Council for Combating Discrimination, trust me, they've got a big job, 31% of Romanians said they would not feel at all comfortable around a gay person, 54% said they would never have a meal with a gay person, more for us, and 48% said they would be very disturbed if they found out that a family member was gay. Now, LGBTI people are the second most discriminated against group in Romanian society after people living with HIV and AIDS. 80% of Romanians would not vote for someone who was LGBTI, and support for same-sex marriage in a 2015 poll had 69% against, 21% for, and 10% undecided.
So, as we can see, in 2002, a raft of legislation came in and the Article 200 was repealed, but the sentiment on the ground, the culture's views, society's views, obviously have not caught up with that, and they've got a long way to go.
A long way to go. That's something we're going to be saying a lot tonight, I think.
Hello, I'm Micaela, the producer of El Hombre Nuevo, speaking from Uruguay for Worldwide Wide.
We're going to be speaking tonight to a representative from Accept Romania. Accept Romania is one of the LGBT rights organisations on the ground in Romania. And to give a little bit of background, there's been a citizens initiative that's been put into place. And a citizens initiative is a request for a referendum. So we're going to go into some detail about that over the course of this evening. So we spoke to Florin Buhucan from Accept Romania, and we asked Florin to explain the process behind a citizens initiative in his country.
Well, it's an attempt to change the national legislation to a referendum. And the purpose of this citizen initiative, which has to raise a significant number of signatures from all over the country, the purpose is to rewrite the current neutral family definition from the Romanian constitution to one that is based exclusively on heterosexual marriage. So basically what these people want, and it's about 3 million people here, is to base the family definition on marriage, which means that all those families that are not based on marriage are not considered families anymore from a constitutional point of view. And I'm speaking here about monoparental families, heterosexual families that are not based on marriage, LGBTI families, and so on. And the danger with this initiative is that it will probably be held during the parliamentary elections this year in November or December. And because of that, most probably LGBTI people from Romania will be transformed into a scapegoat. The homophobic views, the homophobic sentiments that are dominating the Romanian society anyway will be elevated to the level of political and electoral statements and actions. And that's not acceptable in a country that is part of the European Union.
Now, you mentioned 3 million signatures there, which is a lot of people. And our understanding is for this to be considered, there is only 500,000 signatures required. How did they get so many people to support this initiative?
Let me start with a larger picture. In the last few years, our religion-based opposition become more and more professional and more efficient. And the degree of success is based on a strong alliance they managed to forge with the Romanian Orthodox Church, which is the dominant church considered to be the national church in Romania, which has parishes and groups even in the most remote villages. So basically the Romanian Orthodox Church was used as a platform for gathering the signatures.
Florin Buhucan from Accept Romania explaining the process behind a citizens initiative. We've got more from Florin here on Worldwide Wave shortly, including the almost total absence of political support for LGBT rights in his country.
This is Tiseke Kasambalas from Human Rights Watch South Africa office on the Worldwide Wave.
We are the show that goes around the world one country at a time. Tonight, that country is Romania.
We're speaking to our guest, Florin Buhucan from Accept Romania, who's been explaining the role of the church in recruiting signatures for the Citizens' Initiative to enshrine heterosexual marriage in the Constitution of Romania. We asked Florin if they had been specifically targeted at the LGBT community.
The initiative is not mentioning anything connected with the LGBTI issue. However, the initiators are not hiding the real purpose. In the way it is described by them, is to block any legal possibility for the LGBT families to be recognized in front of the law, in the Constitution or in the civil code. Right now, there is no possibility even to get recognition of a civil partnership. So the only area which is gray in their eyes is the Constitution, which has a neutral definition of what family is.
You mentioned that you have an upcoming election and this could become an election issue. Are there people within the government or within politics, I should say, who are speaking for the LGBT community on this, or are you alone?
We are rather isolated from a political perspective. There is no political party in Romania embracing openly LGBTI rights as human rights. There are very few statements in support for LGBT rights in the last few years. Probably you will remember that Romania was one of the last countries in Europe which decriminalized homosexuality at the end of 2001, which says something about the ethos of this country and about the representativity of the political system. What we can hope is to decouple the upcoming parliamentary elections from a national referendum that for sure will deprive constitutionally LGBT people of their family rights. It's the maximum we can get.
Now, on a broader political scale, you're a member of the European Union, and membership comes with some fairly strong criteria on human rights. So if this change were to be successful, how do you think that this would affect your EU relationship or membership?
Well, anything connected with family rights is related to the national mandate. It's not under the EU umbrella. That's why I'm afraid that the EU cannot interfere in this so-called national affair, and even more, cannot prevent a national referendum to be organized?
There have been some fairly high-profile organizations, international organizations, that have spoken up or raised concerns with this initiative, Amnesty International, the European Commission, the International Commission of Jurists. Is that voice being heard in Romania? Is that even being considered?
Those views were heavily circulated by various media channels. It's difficult to estimate the impact upon the Romanian Constitutional Court. So they basically send a clear signal that such a referendum is constitutional, and that's it. Which means that those statements made by various international organizations should be targeting the political parties. But during an electoral year with parliamentary elections, it's quite difficult to believe that our political parties will pay attention to this very critical signal coming from abroad.
What's the next step for you in taking this fight forward?
What we are trying to do right now is to attract unusual allies, such as religious figures from Romania and from abroad, who might be able to dismantle this God versus LGBT rights. This is a mantra used by our opposition, and we realize that we have to speak up about family issues, about LGBT rights, also from a different perspective. I would say that it's a long-term battle to win undecided people, and that's why we desperately need this type of allies and use their voice in favor of LGBTI rights. We are doing this because we know that religion is playing a significant role in the whole Eastern Europe, not just in Romania. So we'd like to find our religious allies to speak up in our favor.
Can you tell us a little bit about the work that Accept Romania does?
Accept Romania, it's the national LGBT rights organization. It started in 94 as a kind of human rights group whose mission was to decriminalize homosexuality in the country, and we became legally registered as a human rights organization in 1998, simply because it was impossible in those days to register an LGBTI organization. Our main focus is legal advocacy. We do take a number of strategic legal cases. We managed to add sexual orientation as a protected ground in the Romanian anti-discrimination legislation. We managed to get approved our initiative concerning the hate crime legislation, and we do invest a lot of resources right now in a media campaign trying to explain who we are and why family issues are so important for all of us. So it's a kind of new perspective we are adopting, because we are aware that just using the legal mechanism is not enough for changing minds and hearts in our society.
That was Florin from the group Accept Romania, explaining the struggle they have to promote LGBT-specific human rights agenda in that country.
I do like what Florin says about how, I mean, he's basically alluding to the fact that, family, that people opposing gay rights in Romania are always talking about the family.
It's the children. Someone's got to protect the children.
Yeah, protect the children from those nasty gays. And, you know, whereas the reality is that the family is there's more to the family than that. It's not just it's ironic that people who are opposed to the concept of the nuclear family, because they thought that it was too progressive not that many decades ago, and now see the family as exclusively mother, father, and kids. Extended family doesn't even exist anymore. It's not even a part of it. So, yeah, and LGBT people are not part of the family.
They always use the family as a way of trying to defend what they're the bigotry they're talking about.
But isn't it weird that although that's the rhetoric, none of these people, or most of the people, don't know anyone that's LGBTIQ. In fact, what was that stat you read out before, Dean? You know, what percentage of people, I think it was around 40 or 50%, you know, wouldn't know what to do with someone in their own family.
Exactly. 48% said they would be very disturbed if they found out that a family member was gay. 54% they wouldn't even eat with us.
So,
31% said they wouldn't feel at all comfortable around a gay person. It's a little bit like, you know, who are these
It's people are putting up this fight, this war against something that doesn't really have a, you know, it's kind of like this black cloud that no one really knows anything about, which it's weird to be that vested in something that you don't understand, but I guess it's that whole fear thing.
So they seem to be in fear of the label rather than the person?
Well, they just don't know what it is. You know, like it's, we don't know anyone that's gay.
And we don't care to know.
They wouldn't want to know.
That's it. So, it's fascinating the whole. I mean, in a lot of countries, in order to get a citizens initiative, you know, in a similar situation, we talked about Georgia earlier in the show, how they managed to get 200,000 signatures, and of course, in Romania, they got a whopping 3 million signatures. They only needed 500,000, and the church organized door knocking. So whether you wanted it or not, they're like tapping on your door, saying, "Make sure you sign." They set up, you know, stalls in the city. It was like this enormous amount of effort just to ensure that they could have a referendum to ensure that same-sex marriage never actually happened, even though they don't have same-sex marriage at the moment.
But don't forget, they also used the church themselves. I mean, the church was one of the big collection points. And as the, was it, nearly 70% of the population consider themselves Greek Orthodox.
What's odd about the, I mean, if you go to the Accept Romania Facebook page, for example, there's a whole bunch of one-star reviews of the website, and if you use Google Translate, which admittedly is, or Facebook Translate, which admittedly is not perfect, the comments on these one-star reviews of Accept Romania's Facebook page are certainly not commenting on the content or you know, the layout of how Accept Romania have chosen to set up the Facebook page. It's incredibly nasty and vicious and personal comments about gay people, referring to us as pederasts and worse. And a lot of pictures of Eastern European icons sort of everywhere. So it's, you know, I didn't realize until we started researching Romania about a month or so ago that that they have such a hard time there. It's really, really stressful for gay people there. The government is not supportive at all. I mean, okay, there's that element of being part of the European Union and wanting to not be too, you know, too snarky about us, but it's just a constant struggle for the people there.
But as Florin said in the interview, the subject of marriage is outside the EU's orbits. So it's really up to the local laws and the local government to actually set what is defined as marriage in those countries.
And this is exactly why the church is making such a strong effort at this point. But some of the other research we did said that the church is not going to stop here, and that they see same-sex marriage as, I suppose, the first port of call, and then after that it's going to be pornography, it's going to be, you know, there was a whole list of other things they're planning on tackling next. So same-sex marriage is going to be a big scalp if they can get this initiative through and the referendum is successful. Beyond that, then, I think a lot of straight people who may support the opposition to same-sex marriage might be in for a bit of a nasty shock when they're not able to download the videos they might have watched previously and all these other things that the church are planning on moving on to. Mm-hmm. So one thing that opponents of same-sex marriage talk about a lot is a slippery slope. So, you know, if same-sex marriage is allowed, then people will be marrying relatives, they'll be marrying animals, and so on and so forth. And this is a bit of a straw man argument. So if there is a massive polygamous movement out there, let them justify polygamy. That's up to them, not up to us. But I think it is safe to say, with the arguments in Romania, once same-sex marriage, because at this rate it does look like they're going to be successful, once it has been struck off and it's never going to happen, the next step, of course, all those other things like anti-pornography and opposition to certain aspects of women's rights, which has been suggested they're going to go for next, I think it'll be a lot easier for them to, and they will naturally follow from the opposition to same-sex marriage.
But there's still several steps, isn't there? Even though they've got the signatures to have the initiative and have the debate, that doesn't guarantee they'll actually get their way.
There is that element of hope, Paul, that's true. But based on what we know about the country and the fact that the population is almost 50% rural and how traditional they are, you know, look, I want to be optimistic, but, you know, I hope I'm wrong, but I think there's a good chance that you know, it will end up going ahead.
It's interesting you say all that, and we, you know, on World Wide Wave, we're always going and looking at different countries around the world, but there's a lot of parallels in what you're saying there to, I guess, the situation that we might find ourselves here early next year if we do go to a plebiscite for equal marriage, and, you know, they will be the same pundits stepping up to the plate. It will be the church again. So, you know, although we're in worlds apart in some ways, in other ways we're actually quite similar.
Just with a different accent. You're listening to World Wide Wave here on Joy 94.9.
Want to hear more? Find out about LGBT life in over 100 countries. Download free podcasts of this show. Subscribe to iTunes or follow us on Twitter. Visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Hi, I'm Mamikon Hovsepian. I work for Pink Armenia, and our organization deals with LGBT issues here for the World Wide Wave.
We're in Romania tonight, and whilst we've heard about the organization Fighting for Change, we were interested in finding out how Florin first became an activist 18 years ago and what drives him to keep working for Romania's LGBT community.
At the end of the 90s, I was studying Orthodox theology in the University of Bucharest, and I became speechless by the Romanian Orthodox Church in not just in blocking any legal measure aimed to decriminalize homosexuality, but what they wanted at that time was to increase the punishment, the legal punishment for homosexuality. People like me were supposed to go to prison from 1 to 5 years. And my Orthodox fellows wanted to increase this punishment to 7 years of imprisonment. That was too much. That was too much for someone like me who really believed in reconciliation between religion, sexual orientation, and gender identity. And I came out. And I was one of the very few gay people for many years speaking openly about these issues, because my community was terrorized by police, by the national authorities. And honestly, I got energy and passion from my own religious ethos. That was not just a legal abstract matter, was also a social justice issue with a very important spiritual component. So I managed to exercise my freedom of religion against the bloody anti-gay legislation that created so many victims in this society. And in time, I managed to create alliances with so-called liberal churches, such as Metropolitan Community Church, which has a predominantly LGBTI mission. And we crafted a liberal voice in this society, a religious voice speaking in favor of LGBTI rights.
And we wish you luck in your fight against this citizens initiative. Florin Buhuchan from Accept Romania, thank you for joining us on World Wide Wave.
Thank you so much for having me.
That was Matt there, and along with Damien, interviewing Florin Buhuchan from Accept Romania, where he's talking about his personal history of LGBT activism. It's good to know that there are also some more positive, shall we say, gay-friendly churches.
Some more liberal ones, as he
classed it. Yeah, that's it. Sort of small L liberal churches in Romania that are on our side, shall we say.
Well, it's the same here. We have some small liberal churches that are on our side. It's a shame the major ones aren't.
That's a good point. Although, I don't know, frequently we one group that pops up in the media a lot here in Australia is the Australian Christian Lobby, and I don't think they're affiliated with any particular church. I think they're, they're striking out on their own is probably the polite way of putting it. So, look, Romania has been a really interesting topic tonight. I've been fascinated by what we've learned about the struggles they're going through there, and let's hope that things do improve a bit in the future, that's for sure.
And let's hope that we don't suffer the same sort of negative comments when the plebiscite starts here about equal marriage rights.
Well, that is the fear, isn't it? And it, yeah, and I mean, look, we can only hope, I suppose. That's it. Now, our old friend, Dr. Paula Gerber from Kaleidoscope Human Rights Australia, has published an article in The Conversation this week about same-sex marriage in Australia and how our refusal to legalise it or legislate on behalf of it is dragging down the region. Really interesting article, well worth a read, definitely. You're on Worldwide Wave on Joy 94.9.
Receive LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like Worldwide Wave on Facebook now.
Hi, this is Robin Tyler, and I am a producer, I'm an activist, I'm a comic, and I'm also legally married to my wife, Diane Olson, for over 7 years on the World Wide Wave.
We would like to thank Florin Bohachan from Accept Romania for being our interviewee. Now, you can find out more about them at www.accept-romania.ro. And click on the English version. Might be a bit easier.
Unless you speak Romanian.
Of course. Also, the messages on Facebook. You can go to W3Joy on Facebook to connect with us.
And thank you for all the tireless efforts by our podcaster, Mark, and the lovely Gordon at the front desk, as always. And what song are we finishing up with tonight, Paul?
We're finishing up with a song from Randy. Yes, that really is his name. Visitor, which translates as dreamer.
And make sure you stay tuned for Beyond the Binary coming up afterwards.
You've been listening to the Worldwide Wave on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another podcast of the Worldwide Wave, the show that takes you around the globe one country at a time. Worldwide Wave is the international news and current affairs show on Australia's LGBT radio station. You can listen live every Tuesday night from 7 p.m. Eastern Australia time on 94.9 FM in Melbourne or online at joy.org.au. You'll find all of our podcasts at joy.org.au/worldwide wave. Or follow us on Facebook for latest international LGBT news. Search W3Joy on Facebook now.
Joy 94.9, Australia's best radio station.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.